Acts chapter number 8, okay? This is a very familiar story in the Bible, and I'm aware that I have preached from it before, and if I live very long, I'll preach from it again. But I want to share a thought with you this morning that the Lord embedded in my heart yesterday morning early. The Bible said in verse 26, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza," or Gaza, "which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he read Isaiah," or Esaias the prophet. "Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Esaias and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this: He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. And here's the text that I want to use today. What doth hinder me to be baptized? That's the text the Lord burned in my heart yesterday morning. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Oh, happy day. When a man or a woman or a boy or a girl believes exactly what Jesus declared about himself, that he is the Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. If correctly read, that's Acts chapter 8, verse 26, down through verse number 40. Let's pray a moment. Father, we love you this morning, and thank you, Lord, for loving us. God, would you give us enough strength, our Lord, this morning, enough clarity in our voice to speak, our Lord, the words that you've spoken in our heart. God, I pray this morning for these that will be baptized after a while. How I pray, God, that, Lord, you'd put your hand upon them. God, that you'd lead them each step of their life. God, that you'd use their lives. Some of them, Lord, are young people. Some of them are not so young. But, Lord, I know this. You want to use us all for your glory and for your honor. God, I pray you'd help us to glean this morning from this passage of Scripture truth that might transform our lives. Change us, Lord. Make us a little more like your Son. God will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. What I want to look at this morning in this, what doth hinder me to be baptized? There's several things that I guess had to take place before this man could be baptized. And I want to look at it in the context this morning. And any of these things could have been a hindrance to this eunuch being baptized. The first thing I want to see that could have been a hindrance is I see a readiness in the life of Philip. And had Philip not been ready, it would have created a hindrance in this man being baptized. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, the Bible said to us as God's people, I believe it's recorded in the book of Peter, to be ready to give an answer to every man for the hope which lieth within you. It's a sobering thought this morning that you and I as believers, as God's people, could actually be a hindrance, listen to me carefully, in somebody's life and they're coming to know the Lord and then follow the Lord in believer's baptism because we're not ready like Philip was ready. Stay with me just a minute. You say, preacher, where do you see that? Well, look at verse 26. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip. I want you to understand, and if you study the Bible, I know that you're aware of this, but there was a great revival going on. If you'll look at verse number 5 and following over at Samaria, there was a great move of God, a great revival going on. And any of God's men that would be honest with you would just love to hang around where there's a great revival going on. Amen. Let me say it differently. Any of God's people would just like to hang around where there's a great move of God. I'd like to see a great move of God in our country once. I believe that's our only hope. It's not going to be a great move of Congress. It's going to take a great move of God to help us to see our need to repent and to turn back to the living God and to His Word. But here the Bible said, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, and he said, arise and go. And Philip never argued the matter. He never hesitated in the matter. Lord, have mercy this morning on me that I could get to a place where when the Spirit of God would speak to my heart, I would immediately obey, not questioning, amen, what He might want me to do, but obey Him and do without hesitation what He wants me to do. There was a readiness. I thought about a verse of Scripture this morning as I was meditating and reading in this chapter. Paul said, I'm ready, in chapter 1 of the book of Romans. He said, I'm ready to preach the gospel to them that are in Rome, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. When Sister Hannah stood this morning and sang that song, she's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That song portrays His death, His resurrection, His suffering, and we as God's people cannot afford to be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the first thing that could have been a hindrance, if Philip hadn't just been ready to obey the Lord, the Bible said, he said, arise and go, the angel of the Lord did, toward the south. And then the word of God said in verse 27, and he arose and went. Wouldn't that be good? If it could be said of you and I, God said, do this, and they did it. God said, do this, and they did it. Have you ever been riding down the road, and God just impressed someone upon your heart? Have you ever been maybe in your prayer closet, and God just impressed? You know, there's usually a reason God's impressing them upon your heart. Amen. Many times we have failed to obey the Lord, but many times we've obeyed the Lord only to find out that on the other end, there was a great need. Amen. And here, Philip didn't have to know what the need was. He just knew that God said, get up and go. He just gave him a direction. Just go towards the south. Go towards the desert. Go down towards Gaza. And Philip just got up. There was a readiness. I don't want to spend a lot more time there. But I do want to say this morning, God help this preacher to be ready. Amen. God help this preacher. God help our church to be ready. Amen. Whatever God says to do. Because if we're not willing, if we're not ready to obey the Lord, then we could actually be a hindrance in someone else's life. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I see a readiness. The second thing I see here is a reasoning. A reasoning. The Word of God said that Philip was told to go down to the desert. But he sees a man, a eunuch, who had come to Jerusalem in verse 27 for to worship. You know, I've said this before, and I think we ought to say it again. Everybody's going to worship something or someone. And this man, he sensed an emptiness in his life. He had a good job. He was working for Candace, the queen. He was the treasurer, if you please. He no doubt made good money. No doubt he had a good standing in the community. But still, there was something lacking in his heart and in his life. And so he went to Jerusalem. Who knows, Brother Ralph? Maybe down there in Jerusalem, somebody had been reading out of the book of Isaiah. I tell you, this old book will bite you. Say amen right there. If you hear this old book, amen, it'll do something for you. And I don't know that for sure, but I know that when he left Jerusalem, he was reading a passage of Scripture. Brother Larry, I could see him reading it over and over, trying to make sense out of it. That's the way you and I were when we were lost. We were searching, and we didn't know what we were searching for. The better way to put it is we didn't know who we were searching for. But we knew there was an emptiness inside of us. And we knew that there was someone, surely something better, surely something more to life than what we were experiencing. Here this man, this eunuch, is reading, and I say there's a reasoning going on here because he's trying to figure it out. Isaiah 1:18, he's in Isaiah 53 where he's reading, but in Isaiah 1:18, the Word of God said, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as snow." Oh, beloved, listen. I don't think I got that verse just right, but if you'll read it, them two are included in there. Notice here the reasoning. He was returning. He was sitting in his chariot. He read Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit of the Lord said unto Philip, "Go near." Let me just say this to you. Please hear me well right here. Going back to Philip's readiness. Sometimes God doesn't give us the full instruction all on the first page. God just gives us an instruction, and then when we obey that instruction, God gives us another instruction. By the way, let me just say this to you. Where God's people get in trouble is wherever they unhook in that instruction process. They don't realize this, but if you unhooked 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 5 years ago, you're going to have to go back there to get hooked up again. You're going to have to deal with that place, amen, where you said no to the instruction that God had given you in your life. You're going to have to go all the way back there so you can get hooked up and go forward for the glory of God. And then when you obey that instruction, God will give you another instruction. Then God will give you another instruction. Let me say this if I can without sounding mean. But a lot of people wants to just put the Lord away for 10 or 15 years and just come back and act like nothing ever happened. Honey, that won't work. Just like you and I had to repent in order to be saved, I tell you what, we'll have to repent. Amen. If we've been AWOL on God and we've not been following God's instruction in our life, we'll have to fall in an altar of prayer and cry out, "Oh God, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer." And Philip, the Spirit of God said, "Now I want you to go near. You've done what I told you to do. So now you're in a position to do exactly what I wanted you to do when I gave you the first instruction. That's to be a help." How many believes God saw that out yonder? God saw that need. A lot of people say, well, the Lord don't hear sinners. Let me say this to you. Hear me carefully. That was the Pharisees that said that. I believe when a man, he can be a lost man, but when from his heart he's crying out to God and he wants to know, "God, you can't make me think or believe that the God of heaven ain't paying attention to that." The Word of God said concerning Cornelius that his prayers and his alms had come up to God for a memorial. And it could be that, I don't have scripture, so I'll not be dogmatic, but it could be that somewhere along the way, Brother Johnny, that eunuch said, "Oh God, there's something missing. I need some help." And look up, and here comes somebody running towards the chariot. And then as he comes, he hears him reading. Isn't it good that even that Philip recognized what he was reading? Some of God's people don't know their Bible well enough that they would even know that he was reading from the Word of God. But he knew that he was reading from God's Word. And he didn't only know he was reading from God's Word, but he knew where. He knew who that passage of Scripture was talking about. The reasoning that went on. I must hurry. The reasoning. Philip ran to him and he heard him read the prophet Isaiah. That's who it's talking about. And he said, "Understandest thou what thou readest, or do you understand what you're reading, sir?" And it almost seems to me like, please stay with me right here. There's a frustration in his voice. "How can I? Except some man should guide me." By the way, right there's enough scripture to keep me trying to help people to find their way to Jesus. A lot of people's got this attitude, "Well, you ought to just back off and leave them alone." Amen. Right there's enough scripture to keep me wanting to take my Bible and try to help people to understand they're the sinner, he's the Savior, and if we'll come to him and trust him, believing that he died for our sin according to Scripture, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to Scripture, he's coming back one day according to Scripture. We'll believe that. Trust him. He'll save us. The reasoning. It's a reasonable thing to trust Jesus. The Bible said, "How can I except some man should guide me?" And the place of the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." Then the eunuch, he asked Philip, who was this man, Isaiah? Who was he talking about? Is he talking about himself? Or is he talking about somebody else? I tell you, it must have been a joy for Philip to be able to begin, I love this, at that same scripture. I've often said this, if you'll listen to someone just a few minutes, you can find out where they are. Don't start with them where they are not. Start with them where they are. He began at that same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing. He was about to meet the man that could fill that void in his heart and fill that place in his life. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I see There's a readiness that's required on the part of God's people. There's a reasoning that's required in God's Word. But there's also a requirement, a specific requirement that is met here. Philip opened his mouth. He began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And they went on their way. And I don't know if there was silence as they went on their way, or I don't know. The Bible doesn't say. But he preached unto him Jesus. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe it was a little sermonette. I believe Philip probably took him all the way through Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant. I believe he took him all the way through the chapter and explained to him the humiliation and the death and the suffering of the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world. It could be that the eunuch spent a little time just meditating on that. They're riding on down through the desert. He said, hey, see, here's water. No doubt, listen, I believe that this eunuch, he had been to Jerusalem. This is Acts chapter 8. Don't you reckon he's already heard about 3,000 getting saved? Don't you reckon he's already heard about 5,000 getting saved and being baptized? I believe you couldn't hang around Jerusalem long without hearing about Pentecost, amen, and hearing about what God was doing among his people. And so he said, hey, here's a hole of water. You say, how you know it's a hole of water? Because they both went down into it. Somebody help me right there. It might not have been a very big hole, but it was big enough for both of them to go down into it. And he said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Why can't I be baptized? Why can't I do like them people down there in Jerusalem? Why can't I be as happy as they are? Why can't I do this? And he said, well, there's a requirement right here. He said, if thou believest, thou mayest. Now there, the statement that the eunuch makes is more powerful than the statement would be in the generation that we live in. Let me give you this. There were people that were being persecuted for believing that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. There were people that believed that Jesus was a blasphemer because he dared to proclaim himself to be the Son of the living God. So in this generation, if you said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, beloved, you were saying it all. You were saying it all. It was not just a mental assent to who that he is, but my friend, it was saying, hey, he is my Savior. He's the one I trust with my soul. And I'm willing even to die for his name's sake. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is. See, listen to me carefully. He confessed in that statement that he believed in the resurrection. Listen to me. He didn't say, I believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. He said, I believe Jesus Christ is. I believe he is and will forever be the Son of the living God. There's that requirement that's met. These that will be baptized in today, I would ask each one of you right now to examine your heart and just make sure. Don't be baptized and get started out on some kind of a religious journey without Jesus. Be sure, first of all, that you have Jesus. You say, preacher, how can I know that? Well, several ways. The first thing I would say is a change. This man, Brother Joe, he's no longer looking for an answer. The answer just moved into him. That big old hole that was there is now filled with love and joy
and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and faith and goodness and long-suffering. Amen. It's God, listen, He doesn't just empty out the sin bucket. Thank God He gets out the grace bucket and dumps it into our soul. Gives us something that we've never experienced before. A peace that passes all understanding. You say, preacher, how do you know He got it? Well, that's the way a lot of people word it. Well, I believe old so-and-so got it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if you got Him, that being Jesus, you got it. And if you didn't get Him, you ain't got nothing. Amen. Jesus. What you do with Jesus. The Word of God said, He commanded the chariot to stand still. Hold it right there. Whoa! And they went down both into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and He baptized him. I'm going to say something this morning. I'm not going to be dogmatic about it. But you know, when they baptized Jesus, the Word of God said John baptized Him. And the Bible said the Spirit descended like a dove. If you want to see the Trinity, you can see it certainly in the baptism of our Lord. The Son of God is going under the water. The Spirit of God is descending like a dove. Listen to me carefully. And the Father in heaven is saying, this is My beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. What I wanted to say was this. There was not a dove from heaven and there was not a voice from heaven. But you'll never make this preacher believe that every time a genuine born again believer follows the Lord and obeys the Lord, that our Lord is not pleased, just as He was with His own Son. He's pleased. Obedience, the Word of God said, is better than sacrifice. Obedience. The last thing I'll give you in the message, and this is as a result of believing and being baptized. The Bible said, and when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Now, I don't know what that means. I really don't. I don't know. I mean, if it was like whoosh and he was gone. I mean, I guess it was kindly sudden when he appeared in the desert and came running. I don't know exactly what that means. But I know this. God had somewhere else for Philip to go. God had something else for Philip to do. And the Bible said the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. But then watch this. Watch this. That the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. I believe with all of my heart that God's people are a rejoicing people. When we obey the Lord, you may be here this morning and maybe you're not sure whether you've ever been saved or not. Maybe you're absolutely sure that Christ has come into your life. But have you obeyed the Lord? I mean, baptism's just kind of a first step. Are you obeying the Lord in your life? Are you like Isaiah, here am I, Lord, send me. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll be what you want me to be. I tell you, you talk about changing your high school years and your college years. But if everyone that's in high school and college would just say every morning, Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll be what you want me to be. I believe that would produce a peace that this world doesn't know anything about. He went on his way, rejoicing. If you're here this morning and you've been saved and you know you're saved, have you followed the Lord? Have you obeyed the Lord?
you could go on your way rejoicing. Rejoicing as a result of obedience to our Lord's command. He told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Word of God said in one place, buried with Him in baptism, raised to walk in the newness of life. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank You for Your help this morning. I pray, God, that You've helped someone in the service today. Lord, there might be someone here today that's a genuine believer. I believe there might be several, Lord. They know where they were when they trusted You. They know the peace that came into their life. But yet, Lord, there's something lacking in their rejoicing, something lacking in their Christian experience. God, I pray You'd give them grace to obey You. Speak to their heart, Lord, not only in the matter of baptism, but certainly in the matter of baptism. God, if there are those here today that perhaps they've made a profession, but they know, Lord, they're just as empty as they always were. God, they know that nothing's ever changed in their life. Lord, there would certainly be no shame in admitting that. What would be a shame, Lord, would be to leave this world and everybody think You're ready. And Lord, to leave not prepared to meet God. Lord, I pray this morning for that one that's lost. That one, Lord, like the eunuch that has that big old hole in their life. They need that fulfillment that only a relationship with Jesus can bring. I pray, God, for that individual. I pray, Lord, You'll bless beyond measure these that'll be baptized today. Help them, dear God. And Lord, we'll give You glory.